there, wonderful parents. It's Kathy here, your self-esteem booster and host of the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast, your go-to for parenting tips. I'm on a mission to help you reach your full potential and create a nurturing and safe family environment. I'm not here to beat you up for your past parenting mistakes, but instead to focus on three critical pillars that I learned from being a parent and grandparent that turned myself and my family life around. My three pillars are assertive communication, conflict resolution, and those all-important healthy boundaries, all leading to raising self-esteem in your children and yourself. So let's get started. Today's topic is about self-awareness, why it's essential, and how to become more self-aware. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Self-awareness is like a GPS to a traveler. Similar to how a traveler relies on a GPS to navigate unfamiliar territory, self-awareness guides one's thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. It provides direction, helping individuals understand themselves and make better, informed decisions about their lives. Just like a GPS helps a traveler reach their destination. Being self-aware has many benefits. It helps you build self-confidence. When you know yourself well, you feel more comfortable in your skin. This confidence shines through in everything you do, whether talking to new people or trying something new. Self-awareness also helps you navigate tricky situations. Instead of reacting without thinking, you can pause and consider how you want to respond. By doing this, self-awareness can prevent arguments and help you solve problems more effectively. When self-aware, you make better decisions that align with your values and goals. You're less likely to be influenced by peer pressure or external expectations because you know what's important to you. Better decision-making leads to more confidence and contributes to your overall well-being, helping you to parent better. Conflict is a natural part of life, but how we handle it can make a big difference. Self-awareness allows you to recognize your triggers, making it easier to approach conflicts with empathy and understanding. I don't know about you, but my youngsters caused many triggers for me. I just never took the time to reflect on my behavior until one day when I was in a heated argument with my husband and oldest daughter. They pointed out how I behaved. Yikes! By taking ownership of your feelings and behaviors, you can work towards resolving conflicts respectfully and productively. Emotions can be powerful and sometimes overwhelming, but self-awareness can help you manage them more effectively. Understanding your emotional triggers and patterns allows you to develop healthy coping strategies to regulate emotions and maintain balance. Self-awareness leads to greater emotional resilience and inner peace, even during challenging times. Is all of this easy? Of course not. If it were easy, we would all live happier, more joyful family lives. However, to build self-esteem in our children, we need to develop self-esteem in ourselves. Now that you know why self-awareness is critical, let's discuss how to develop it. Here are a few tips to get you started. Pay attention to your feelings. Take time to notice how you feel throughout the day. Are you happy, sad, or frustrated? Understanding your emotions is the first step to becoming more self-aware. Here is what I am talking about. I live in an area where there are deer and coyotes. My dog Benji, he loves to chase them, going well out of sight. Boy, did I get angry at him. Until one day, I had to ask myself, what was going on? When I peeled back the layers, instead of anger, I feared that something so nice might happen to him. I was afraid of feeling the pain of losing him. Once I acknowledged that, my attitude changed. I knew I would be okay and could handle whatever happened. Now I don't have all that anger. Next, reflect on your actions. Take a few minutes at the end of the day, for example, when brushing your teeth, and consider why you did certain things throughout your day. Did you choose because it felt right? Or were you trying to please someone else? I'm a people pleaser. I didn't realize how much of a people pleaser I was until I would get sick from being exhausted trying to please everyone. As parents, it seems like we are always putting other people first. Now, it is in time to empower yourself. Thinking about your actions can help you understand your motives and values. Values are vital for yourself and to have as a family. Values are a topic for another day. Then ask for feedback. Sometimes other people can see things about us that we can't see ourselves. Ask trusted friends or family members who are great people to offer feedback on your strengths and weaknesses. They can help you gain a better understanding of who you are. Please note, talking to another person makes us vulnerable. Ensure you speak to trusted people who genuinely want to support you. I am saying this from personal experience. Here are 5 questions to begin your self-awareness journey. When you can, grab a pen and paper and ask yourself, what are my strengths and weaknesses? What are my core values and beliefs? And do my actions align with them? What activities and situations energize me? And which ones drain me? How do I handle stress? And are there healthier ways I could cope? What triggers strong emotional reactions in me? And why? Self-awareness and self-esteem go hand in hand. When you know yourself well, you feel confident. This confidence boosts your self-esteem and helps you believe in yourself, which sets a great example for your youngsters. But self-awareness isn't just about building confidence. It's also about building stronger relationships. When you understand your own needs and emotions, you can communicate them more effectively to others. Self-awareness creates deeper connections based on honesty and understanding. In conclusion, think of self-awareness as gardening. Your mind is the garden. Self-awareness is you tending to it. You pull out the weeds, bad thoughts, and help the seeds, your positive thoughts, grow. Self-awareness is vital to becoming a better person and building stronger family relationships. Building self-awareness takes time and practice, so be patient with yourself. As you continue to learn and grow, you'll become more confident and self-assured, setting a positive example for your youngsters. So take time to get to know yourself. You might be surprised at what you discover. Parenting is a continuous journey of self-discovery and connection. Small steps make progress. Pay attention to your feelings and reflect on your actions. Teaching your children how to be self-aware is an investment in teaching them how to handle themselves for future relationships. Remember, the key is to lead by example. Change begins with ourselves. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. I invite you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters, which drops every Thursday. Discover strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery. And join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Next week's episode delves into the topic of self-discipline. As Jim Rohn says, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. I lacked self-discipline in many areas until I studied the topic. Now, self-discipline helps me enormously to accomplish my goals. Remember, the conversation doesn't end here. Head over to my website at parentingyoungsters.com, where you can share your thoughts and continue the dialogue. The key is to lead by example and create a safe space for open communication within your family. There's always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?